Pizza Hut pan pizza is a special way to warm the busy holiday season. We're talking Pizza Hut. Hit it. It was the 1980s. Tom Cruise starred in Risky Business. Thundercats were on the loose. Bob Ross showed us the joy of painting. And Pizza Hut was a whole experience of games, tunes, atmosphere, and tasty toppings. I'm your host, Jerry D, with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movies, specials, music, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. Now, joining me are two Totally Rad Christmas all-stars. From the gnarly A Cozy Christmas podcast, it's Art Kilmer. Art, how's it going?
Well, I'm hungry tonight, Jerry, so I hope you brought that pizza.
It could be a bad thing, but you know, we're not alone to talk about to be hungry here. From the bodacious Just Another Friday Night podcast, it's CM Chuck. Chuck, what's going down, man?
What is going on, my friends? Doing okay. Much like Art, where I am also getting the hunger vibes big time.
You know, I've always loved pizza. Pizza's been like a Davila family staple for like as long as I can remember. We'd have it at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, which is crazy. But, you know, Pizza Hut was like one of the first pizza places there in Edinburgh, you know, in the Rio Grande Valley. And my parents would go to it when they were in college. And so, you know, they would just walk across the street, eat a Pizza Hut. So that was like our place, you know, it was like Pizza Hut.
After a day of battling on the front lines, the last thing you need is kitchen duty. So tonight on your way home, stop off at Pizza Hut and pick up a hot, delicious Pizza Hut pizza to go. And at the same time, go back to the future for a great stocking stuffer. Now bring the future back as a Christmas present. Buy a Pizza Hut pizza and get a pair of solar shades for only $1.99. But hurry, they're going like there's no tomorrow. Pizza
Hut, make it great. But like, what's your general experience and history with pizza and Pizza Hut?
Who wants to go first here?
I'll let you go, Art.
Okay. All right. I can remember in the 80s, you know, when I was real young, we lived in Illinois at the time, and there was a Pizza Hut there in town, and we'd go, feels like for just a special night or something on a Friday night, whatever, go out as a family for pizza. And it was a big deal. My dad worked a lot, and so he wasn't always there, but you know, those times when we could do it all together as a family were really very memorable. So yeah, a lot of color scheme, the just different sounds, smells. Boy, that just takes me right back. Yeah.
For sure.
Dude, totally the same. I mean, Jerry, you sent me those couple of articles, and I was like literally getting like teary eyed during that first one. I was like, what the freak? Am I crying over pizza? But you guys' stories are similar to my own. You know, I grew up on a military base. My dad was in the Marine Corps. Yeah. And so, you know, the
thank
place
you
that we
thank for his service, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. And the kind of the place in my life I remember kind of being old enough to appreciate just stuff in general was, you know, the late 80s and us being in a small town in Southern California called 29 Palms, where literally the only thing that there was the military base and then like one street, like literally like a main drag. And that was it. And I cannot remember if it was on the base or off, but the one place that we would go, you know, military, you get paid twice a month, the 1st and the 15th. When dad got paid, wait till Friday. We're going to go out to eat. And 9 times out of 10, what did we want? Me and my sister, and she was little then, you know what I mean? But it would be pizza, and we'd go to Pizza Hut. And dude, just like those pictures in that article, it was like, I felt my memory get so triggered. I was like, oh my gosh, exactly. Like I could smell pizza, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, It's funny because, you know, you mentioned the color scheme and the whole atmosphere, and it really was. It was like, because they used low wattage bulbs, it was like dark, you know, and then they had like their special, almost like a Tiffany shade or something.
Almost stained glass is what it reminded me of.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like their own. And so it was dark. And I remember the booths and same thing with, you know, going over those articles that reminded me, but like the booths were like really, really tall, mm-hmm. you know, and we were younger. So, I mean, we weren't like grown. And so they felt even taller, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it was like that. Plus the jukebox was on usually, you know, people would pay to put on some songs and
forgot about that one. Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just, and if you were good, then maybe after you ate, you could go play video games. I mean, it was like, it was cool, man. It was like a place to be. And then of course the pizza was pretty rad.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I know that some of the stuff I was reading through was specifically talking about the pan, and I can like, I always gripe about this now with their pizza, and maybe we were just younger and it wasn't the same, but when you're kind of a kid, everything tastes good. Right. You know what I mean?
You're right about that. Yeah.
There being this specific like crunch to the pan pizza, like when you'd get down to the crust part, it would just
crunch.
And that buttery bottom, I mean, like it really was great pizza, you know, but the ambiance definitely, man, I really felt like they were trying to capture that like local pizza parlor vibe. And when there was no pizza in town, they kind of were the local pizza parlor.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. When did you move to San Antonio, Chuck?
We got here. My dad got out in 93.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to picture, because I don't remember going to San Antonio that often until like the 90s, although we would go every once in a while. But in the Valley, you know, in Edinburgh, I mean, we had like the Pizza Hut and that was like it, you know, and then eventually we got another one. It was like, oh, okay. And then other ones started coming in like Domino's and, you know, Little Caesars and all that stuff. But, you know, for the longest time growing up, it was like Pizza Hut was our thing. Same thing, Art, we'd like make it a trip where, you know, like my parents would take our brothers and I, and it was just, there was something special about it because I mean, it was like, ooh, we're going to eat at the Pizza Hut, you know? And nowadays it's funny because like, it's, you know, it's really no big deal, but I mean, it felt like it was so cool. We were going to eat there and it was almost like a restaurant, you know, like a sit down place, like Applebee's or Chili's or something, rather than, you know, just a little pizza joint, which when you think about it is what it really was. But I mean, it was just, there was just something different about it, you know?
No, for sure. For sure. I definitely agree that it had that vibe to it. Cause it was kind of like a, you know, there in 29 Palms, California, there wasn't much, and to get to anywhere nearby, maybe a 20-minute drive. So I'm really thinking, as I think about it more, it was off base. Cause the only thing I remember on base now that I think about it was a Burger King that was like a fully fledged restaurant. Now there were like these, like in the Marines, it's PX, not BX, like it is on the Air Force bases, but you go there, they have these food courts, but it's not like a fledged out restaurant. So we'd drive about 20 minutes to like, we were really near Joshua Tree, Yucca Valley.
Okay.
And we'd go to those places and there'd be like a Kmart, which was like a big deal. There'd be a
Kmart. Yeah.
A Sizzler was like huge or whatever. You know, so we would be like Sizzler really, or Pizza Hut that, you know, dad would take us to.
Yeah.
And, you know, Book It was going on.
Yes.
I was determined to read because I wanted that personal pan, man.
Same here. Art and I were talking about this before you hopped on, but like both of us, we both love to read. And so when you put that together with pizza, I mean, it's like, heck yeah, I'm going to read as many books as I can and I will write whatever you need me to write because I want that button and I want that pizza.
That's right. A big holographic type button or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was like the coolest back then, you know?
I mean, for me, I read all the time. So to me, this was like, all right, this is only a matter of time. You know, this pizza's mine.
That's right.
It's inevitable.
You know? Well, and the best part is it was a personal pan, you know? So it was like, it was yours, you know, it's right. like this little thing, like you do not get it. You know, talking to my brothers, like, no, back off. This is mine. You know,
yeah. These four slices are all for me, right?
That's right. That's right. The four slices. I still like a good personal pan. Although I think I haven't had one in, I mean, it's got to be years now, but the last time I had one was at a Target, you know, because they do have them at some Targets. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, all right, I see a Target. I'll take you up on that offer.
If they get that nostalgia, they're going to reel Jerry Ryan in.
I know, that's it. They already kind of got me with some of the things that they have in their other sections. And now, now it's like, oh man, Target, all you need is like the low lighting and a jukebox and I'm there. There for it, as the kids say nowadays.
Oh yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Some of the things though, I know like that I can remember too, is like you guys were talking about, you know, the video games. Yeah. It felt like it wasn't like an arcade, but it felt like it was the only place in town that had like more than two video games side by side. It had three or four crane machine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, I cannot wait to get on that and play on the crane machine, you know, and you had your quarters ready, or you're ready to ask, you know, mom or dad to reach in the coin purse. And I mean, at that time, I know my sister, she's 5 years younger than I am. She was there, but you know, I mean, then I must've been like, you know, eight. So she's like three. So she's not really knowing what's going on. You know what I mean?
But yeah. Yeah.
And you know, like, okay, I got, you know, free run of things here, you know, but I have her tag along here and there. But you know what I remember, you know, you guys talk about the restaurant experience. I remember that on a Friday night or a Saturday night, it would be really full.
Yeah.
Really full. And the same thing during lunch when they had the buffet.
The buffet. The buffet. So good.
I ate at a Pizza Hut inside with my girlfriend not that long ago. And it was so weird because we actually laughed and said, when's the last time you saw people inside of here?
Yeah.
And it's like, before the pandemic, because we were literally the only ones in there. And the girl was so nice, but she was also taking the orders at the front, you know, online orders, whatever else. And she was serving us and she was able to handle it like easy because there was no one in there. It was crazy. It was, but again, it didn't have that vibe. All stripped down, all the beauty of it, you know.
Yeah, they kind of kept the same aesthetic in from like 74 to about 97 ish, and then they kind of started revamping. They like you said, they kind of stripped down. So the logo, you know, they used to have that because their buildings have like that iconic shape. It's like a weird I mean, it's like a trapezoidal shape. I don't know how you describe it, but
right.
You know, and so on their logo, they used to have that. And then they had that famous lettering in that font, you know, that Pizza Hut font, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they started changing it to where like everything was kind of slanted and there was just a little more curves and the font was updated. And ever since then, it hasn't quite been the same, you know, and I still love Pizza Hut to this day, but it's just it doesn't have like that oomph that it used to have, you know, when we were little.
No.
And I'm glad you brought up the buffet because when I started selling insurance, I worked for a company, AIL, and I left there. And then my boss moved to another company and he like called me up and was like, hey, come work for me. So I went to work for him for this other company. And my very first assignment was like in this little town out in like East Texas called Gun Barrel City in Maybank. So it was about like an hour and a half, almost 2 hour drive from where I live. But I mean, it was all me. I was the only agent out there. So it was awesome. But they had like a Pizza Hut where you could still go inside and they still had buffet. And I mean, it was like the craziest thing. I'd never seen that before. I was like, what? Like, I mean, it's been so long since I've been inside a Pizza Hut. Yeah, so it was awesome. It was like I'd go sell insurance, and then if I didn't have an appointment, it's like, all right, lunchtime, and I'd just go to Pizza Hut and have some buffet, and then, all right, let's get back to work. And
you get that plate of crust, you know what I mean? The pizza bones, you're just like...
The pizza bones, yep.
Right now. Yes. Gotta get through these slices.
Oh, man. Yeah, we used to have a chihuahua that... he loved pizza bones. We probably shouldn't have been feeding him to him, but like that was that was like his favorite. And he would just cry and whine. And we're like, all right, fine. So we'd give him some, and he loved that.
Oh, that's a good dog.
He was, yeah. He was, oh man, he was the best. Tito, a little chihuahua named Tito.
Shout out to Tito.
Yeah, we named him that after the Oliver and Company. You remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. I do, but I don't remember Tito, the character Tito.
Yeah, it was a little chihuahua, and Cheech Marin was the voice. Yeah, so we're like, yeah, we love Tito, let's name him Tito. So but he loved the pizza bones, so that was like one of our things. And after, it wasn't until years later that we're like, we probably shouldn't be feeding him this, huh?
I feel you, man. We've got a sick chihuahua at home right now, and she's our girl. She's been Vita. Her name's actually Vita. You know what I mean? You got to give a chihuahua a Latino name, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, she's been having a rough week and a half, and it's been rough on us. But she's about 13, so you know.
Oh, it's getting to be that time. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been so good to us, but it's just been it's been a tough week. So you mentioned that. It's like, hit me in the feels too.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. Oh, Pizza Hut. That's all. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Well, so Pizza Hut was actually founded in 1958 by two brothers. They were actually went to Wichita State University, and they, within like 6 months, they had like another location. And then within a year, they had like six different locations, and then they started like franchising out in like 59. So a year later, I mean, they really were, I don't know what they were doing, but they did it right, because they expanded like crazy. Of course, they did that iconic building style we were talking about, designed in 1963, although it actually wasn't used until 69. But I mean, it's just, it's one of those things that like, when you think Pizza Hut, like that's the shape you think of, you know? Like
yeah, the red
it's
roof.
So iconic. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Red roof. You know?
Yeah, the red roof, red tile. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Here in San Antonio on a street called Fredericksburg, there's actually like, it's the only one left, and people talk about it all the time. But there's a Pizza Hut there, and it's, well, I think this, still a couple of them still have the red roof here in town. But this one's got like an old school neon sign. I got to try to find a picture of it, Jerry, and I'll send it to you. To check out, but it's like of the guy that kind of moves in one way, and then he like,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah,
it's like an old, like a you know, stereotypical, you know, Italian pizza chef with the white hat and everything, but how it moves, almost like a Las Vegas style neon sign. But everyone knows that one Pizza Hut here in San Antonio in town on Fredericksburg Road. It's there, and it's just like they've never taken it down. So I don't know if it's some type of holdover. Nobody wants it to see it ever come. Nobody. Cool to see. I mean, like, wow, it's like a real blast from, I think that's even before the 80s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. And it's funny because my brother still lives in San Antonio, so he probably knows exactly which one you're talking about.
Sure does, yeah.
Yeah, so in 77, PepsiCo actually bought him out. And then in 97, along with Taco Bell and KFC, and that's why you see some of those like combo restaurants around then, they were sold to Tricon Global Restaurants, and who renamed themselves Yum Brands, I guess, in 2002. And so they've kind of been owned by them, but they're like literally all over the world, which is crazy. In some markets, they have like specifically targeted foods. So like in Indonesia, they have like a rice dishes and stuff like that. And, I mean, it's crazy like what they've done, you know, what they've gone through. But one thing that I thought was kind of funny was that they never really had like an official mascot, you know? So like KFC has like, you know, the Colonel, Domino's has like the Noid. You remember the Noid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little Caesars has Caesar, you know, but they just, they never really had like a mascot per se. And for a while they like tried coming out with one, and it just didn't land. So in the end, they just kind of went with their little roof design and it worked.
That was it. Roof.
I guess it's all you needed, right?
Well, that's bizarre. We associate mascots with everything. And now when you stop and think about it, you know, my mind is blown now. It's like, yeah, you're right. There's no mascot for Pizza Hut.
Although one thing I did think was kind of cool was that in March of 2020 in Hong Kong, Pizza Hut Hong Kong actually partnered with IKEA. And so they created a little like side table, like for a couch, but it's packaged in like a pizza box kind of a thing.
Oh, wow.
So you could actually order like a Swedish meatball pizza, which, I mean, that's just like in Hong Kong. Okay, I guess. I mean,
it's merging of worlds for sure. Right.
That's
there.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Just blew my mind there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, like I was mentioning at one time, they kind of had the Pizza Head show.
It's the Pizza Head show.
Hey, everybody. I'm here for my yearly checkup.
Look, Pizza Head, it's the world famous Dr. Steve.
Hey, he's not a real physician.
Sure he is. And he wants to do some routine tests. Hmm, looks like you have a serious lack of pepperonis. We'll have to operate.
Is this really necessary?
Sure it is. Pizza Hut pepperoni pizzas have more pepperonis now. Ah, the operation was a complete success.
Oh, I look like a meatball.
You just need to rest, Pizza Head. It's time for you to go home.
Is it too late for a second opinion?
See you next time.
And it was from like 91 to 99. It was created by Walter Williams, who did those Mr. Bill sketches from Saturday Night Live. And it just didn't quite land. So, I mean, I get it. But the thing that I remember most is out of everything, there's two things. One, when The Land Before Time came out, they actually had some puppets.
Uh-huh.
And we collected every single one. We had three sets because, you know, I had two other brothers. And so, like, we made sure that we all had a set. And my parents ended up, like, selling them in a garage sale because, I mean, we didn't need them anymore. But now, looking back, it's like, I wish I had those still.
Yeah. In the new movie, The Land Before Time, Littlefoot, Sarah, Ducky, and Spike share an incredible journey. Along the way, they become best friends.
Now we'll always be together.
And now these lovable characters can be your child's friends, too. With a pizza from Pizza Hut, a Land Before Time dinosaur is only 99 cents. So come to Pizza Hut. Your friends are waiting.
We'll always be together.
Pizza Hut, make it great.
There's so many toys that, like, we just sold at garage sales. And it's like, oh, man, that would have been cool to have right now.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Pizza Hut always had the good, like, brand partnership. You know, they would, they hooked up with Ninja Turtles, which was great.
They did.
Duh, perfect sense, right? Then they had like the Phantom Menace.
You're right.
They had the because I had saved for a while.
Like, it was a like the cups, right?
They had the cups. Yeah. But they were even, that you could color the boxes. They were just like black and white. And it would be a character, Obi-Wan, Jar Jar. Nice. And I had this Jar Jar one. It's not the one I wanted, but that's the one that came with delivery.
Like, oh, Jar Jar. Come on.
This is back when I thought I was going to get $1 million for some old pizza grease-stained box.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember this, Jerry, or you, Art, if you remember, but even for a brief minute there, like when the 90s X-Men was blown up, they had a little Pizza Hut brand partnership, which was, like, to me, crazy because I'd never seen the X-Men on cups or anything. And I was like, the X-Men, like, how awesome.
Strange and powerful forces are attracting people to Pizza Hut. It's the Marvel Comics X-Men video with a mini comic book, pull-out poster, and trading card, all for only $4.99 with any pizza purchase. Two video packs to collect, so hurry and get your claws on them.
Oh, I'll wrap that up.
Exclusively at Pizza Hut.
Funny you mentioned that. So I have a folder where I have some old drawings that I did when I was like from like first grade all the way till I don't know whenever. And in that folder, I found that X-Men thing. It's like a little paper brochure kind of thing that came with it. And so I still have that. I'll take a picture and send it to y'all.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Very nice.
I know. The other thing that I remember most was that they had a tie-in with Back to the Future Part 2. Mm-hmm. And so this was in 89, and they actually had something called solar shades. So it was like futuristic looking sunglasses. And I had a really cool pair. It was they were almost like Cyclops's visor, but it was black, although frame, I guess the part that goes over the ear, I don't know what it's called,
right.
Was paint was like hot pink, because, you know, the '80s, everything was like hot pink.
Yeah.
So colored.
It was all neon back then. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember ours had a cutout of Marty and Doc, you know, like one of those life-size cardboard cutout ones. But I can't remember if it was for the second or third film now, but I kind of vaguely remember that. But like I was telling you, I didn't see those films till early 90s, and I watched them all out of order, but loved them anyway.
You know what? No, it's about time travel. You're fine.
Yep, that's right.
You know what, Art? I'm guilty too, man, because you know what? Like, I didn't even remember that promotion, but when I remember, it makes sense now because I watched them later on when I got, kind of like you said, probably more recently than even that. I barely saw all three.
Oh, and, wow.
They're in that second one, right? It's Pizza Hut.
The second one. Yeah.
Yeah. They're hanging out like in the future. Those things still exist.
Oh yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, because they have the little dehydrated pizza thing that then it goes through the weird dehydrator. I don't know what it's called. And it's just like all of a sudden it's like a fresh pizza. Which, you know, I wanted that like really bad.
Oh yeah.
I was like, come on, let's get that going. That's the technology we should be focusing on.
That's right.
We don't need smartphones. We need a dehydrator. You
know. Dehydrator for sure. Get room in the freezer too, you know what I mean?
That's right. I mean, think about how much room you can save.
Yeah.
Now, in 1990 for the Nintendo, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2, the game, actually came with a coupon for a free pizza from Pizza Hut.
Nice.
Ultra's improved your favorite arcade game. First, we added two new levels, then packed it with bigger, stronger enemies and a ton of extra foot soldiers. Next, we punched up the action with knockout new attack moves and crime-fighting scenes like the Ninja Castle. If that doesn't swell your shell, we made one more small adjustment. Introducing the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game, today's biggest hit. For your NES. Free personal pan pizza coupon from Pizza Hut in every box.
Yeah, which I didn't remember this at all. And I think it's because I had the first Ninja Turtles game, but I didn't have the second one.
Yeah, me too. Same boat.
Yeah, and the Ninja Turtles game. That's a whole other thing. I don't want to get mad, so we'll keep moving past that. But apparently inside the game, there was actually like Pizza Hut product placement and stuff like that. Like in the background, there were like ads for Pizza Hut. So, you know, so you're right. They did have that Pizza Hut tie-in. So, I mean, it's... They were smart, like with their branding.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And McDonald's, I feel like the only other one that really has done it is like McDonald's, you know, they kind of have that, that same kind of thing going on where they'll just latch on to like Star Wars or something. They'll just latch on to this and just run with it.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, Star Wars, every Star Wars license out to everybody, but you know how that goes.
Thanks, George Lucas. We appreciate you, buddy. Well, that kind of leads to a question though, right, guys? Let me ask you both this. It's like the obvious 80s connection there, speaking, you know, pizza and Star Wars, you got Pizza the Hut and Spaceballs, right? You know what I mean? Shouldn't that have been that could have been a mascot right there for them.
yeah. I'm surprised they got away with that, actually.
Yeah, for real. Like why didn't they capitalize on that? I would have.
Yeah.
Spaceballs the pizza or something, you know.
I just remember that robotic guy taking bites out of him as they're talking, you know, and he's like, before pizza, orders out for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Vinny, I think was his name, right?
But and it probably wouldn't have been great for them. He was so gross looking, Pizza the Hut, you know.
That's true. Yeah. He was pretty gross looking. Because they had to make him kind of like Jabba, so I guess I get it, but
yeah. But no, Art's right, man. I'm surprised they got away with that because the name is so on the nose, you know what I mean?
Yeah. One thing that I thought was cool, you know, you mentioned Book It, and so Book It was actually conceived by the head of like the company. He was trying to get his son, or the CEO at the time, I guess, trying to get his son to like read more. And so he got with the marketing team and they kind of came out with this whole thing. And apparently, I guess they've done studies now and it didn't really motivate kids to read more as a whole, you know, maybe us because we wanted the pizza. But as a whole, it seemed like it didn't actually really do its job. And so it kind of got a lot of criticism as just being like a big marketing scheme.
Wow.
Right? It's like,
man, you're crushing my dreams.
Sorry, but like for real, I mean, I was motivated to read more. I wanted more pizza and it was free. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like count me in.
Children who love to read can grow to new heights. expand their knowledge by discovering new worlds, stretch their imagination by reaching for the stars. Book It is a reading incentive program that encourages young people to read. Support your children's participation in their school's Book It program. Or to find out how to enroll their school, write to this address. When your child loves to read, almost anything can happen.
No, totally. And I think part of the draw was, you know, you knew your parents had to take you. You'd earned it. Once you were in there, maybe you get a chance at them video games again.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Yeah. Or right. Mom, give me a quarter. I want to put on Eye of the Tiger. You know, which, yeah. But a funny story. So my aunt used to own an ice cream shop, and we would go sometimes. And there was this one day where we were hanging out there, and I think I put on Eye of the Tiger like 5 times in a row. I'm sure everybody else like hated it, but I just thought it was like the coolest thing. I could choose my own song, and it was my favorite song. They're like, oh, this kid, you know, like that's just crazy to me. But
yeah, I can remember playing, I'm pretty sure it was a Mario Brothers game at Pizza Hut. It was like on this console thing. It was more like a flat table. And I had the screen right there and the controls down here. And that was about the first time I played Mario. And I'm thinking, this is cool. This is life, you know?
So the one that I remember was, it was Pac-Man and I think Galaga. Mm-hmm. And it was, it was like on a table, and there were actually chairs. You would sit down and you would play. And it was like the strangest thing to me, because at the time, all the video games I had seen were like where you'd stand up and play, you know, arcade cabinet style or Nintendo. And it was just like, how do you play sitting down? I don't get it. You know, of course, it's the same. But at the time, just my brain was just like exploding from that. Like, what is going on?
You guys, man, I'm glad you brought that up, Art, because I think ours just had the Pac-Man only. So you guys were experiencing something different. But I was the same way. And as a kid, I thought, when I get rich one day, this is what I'll buy. I was like, you can eat on it and sit at it and play games at the same time. I was like, this is must be like only the richest of the rich have this.
Yep. Win-win right there. Now
why would I get up?
Exactly. Just to use the restroom, but then you come right back, you know.
Yep.
That's it. You can still eat and everything on it. And I can't believe I've gone this long without saying it, but the reason we're actually covering Pizza Hut is not just because it's 80s, but because this was, at least for me, like on Christmas Eve and even Christmas Day, like sometimes Pizza Hut would actually still be open, which I thought was kind of interesting. And so like we would go Christmas Day, we'd go to my grandparents' house in Falfurrias, about an hour north of where I lived. And afterwards on the way home, you know, us kids, we didn't really want the leftovers that we'd already eaten, you know, earlier. You know, nowadays it's like, oh yeah, please, I'll take more leftovers. But, you know, at the time you're like, oh, whatever, I don't want that. I just had it for lunch. And so as we were driving down, we would stop at Pizza Hut. And so it was like a big thing. Of course, they actually did have advertising and holiday things as well, which we'll get into a few of the commercials that that I was excited to watch again. But, you know, it was like that was a thing. And so all the way even through high school, you know, it was like on Christmas Day, it's like, okay, you know, maybe let's go to a movie and then let's go eat a Pizza Hut. And so that kind of was like one of our things. And so that's like the Christmas connection of it all. So for those of you that have stayed listening this long, thank you for staying. There's my justification for it. Please continue listening.
A great food blog. We love this food blog you're doing now.
I know. Yeah. Totally rad food. That's my new endeavor.
Hey, awesome.
But yeah, so I like, that's one of the things I remember is just some of my friends, like in high school, we're just like, hey, you know, it's Christmas, Merry Christmas, let's go eat a Pizza Hut. And so it was just, it was always like, yeah, that's cool, man. I dig that, you know?
Yeah. I had to admit, Jerry, when you said, you know, Pizza Hut in the 80s, I was like, okay, I get it. It was definitely a vibe. But I was like, wait, there's a Christmas aspect to Jerry's podcast. What are you talking about? And it, you know, I guess because we didn't really have where like you said, you'd go visit family because we were miles, you know, in other states away, and we weren't the types that would like fly in or fly out to, you know, for the holidays. Right. It was kind of like, it'd just be me, my mom, my dad, and my sister. And, you know, we'd talk to family on the phone, but it makes sense, right? You're off for, you know, a week, 2 weeks back then, probably.
Yeah.
And, you know, you, like you said, leading up to the holidays, you know, your mom might have to cook a big meal, so she's not going to go all out. The days before, she's like, I'm saving up my energy. So you would eat pizza. It made a lot of sense. And I was like, man, I'd never made that connection until now. We probably ate it a bunch during the holidays, and I just didn't think about it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And it's funny because that's actually one of the commercials is actually marketed exactly like that. You know, it's like, It's like, you don't want to cook.
You know, it's just through a day of battling on the front lines. The last thing you need is kitchen duty. So tonight on your way home, stop off at Pizza Hut and pick up a hot, delicious Pizza Hut pan pizza to go.
So just pick up a pizza on the way home. You know, it's like, okay, I see it.
Yeah. I had to laugh at that one because that's pretty much my response whenever my wife asks me to take care of dinner. I don't want to cook. Maybe I'll order a pizza.
Yeah. Well, you know, some days that's what you need.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Art, now you win, Art. You got to take that one every time, brother. You just got to, you know, you got to make it so the wife gets in it. But what do you want on it, honey? What kind of pizza do you want? I'll get another one for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know. So in 85, they had a series of commercials with Martin Mull and Rita Moreno. Martin Mull, I knew him from Mr. Mom.
Okay.
Because I don't recall seeing these commercials when I was 85 or in 85. I remember seeing them like a couple of years later. They still showed him. But I knew him from Mr. Mom. I also knew him as Colonel Mustard. That was like how I really knew Martin Mull. Okay. The Clue movie. It was like, okay, yeah, it's Colonel Mustard, you know. Later on, you know, I've seen him in other things. He was in Jingle All the Way as the DJ, you know, that kind of a thing. He came out of Roseanne.
He was her boss, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you had me watch those, Jerry, I'd never seen those either in 85.
Yeah.
They weren't familiar to me, but his face was familiar and I couldn't place him. But when I was looking at the video, the next video that came up was him on Letterman. And the pizza commercial got on Letterman. And I was like, oh. He had a whole nother career.
He did. Yeah.
I checked his IMDb and that's the first thing that I recognized that I could remember recognizing seeing him in. I mean, obviously I'd seen other stuff that he was in, Jingle All the Way. And but it was Roseanne that I was like, oh yeah, he was the jerk boss that they had. You know? So that's where I was like, oh, that's where his face looks familiar. That jerky face he had.
He's really good because of Mr. Mom. He also plays like the boss of Terry Garr. Michael Keaton's wife, and like he tries to hit on her and make a move, you know. And so he, I guess that's like his thing. You know, when that's your thing, I mean, sorry, man. You know, sorry, bro.
But got him a paycheck.
Call Martin Mull. Let's see if he's available.
That's right. But I did love like the theme song was so catchy. In some of those old commercials as well. Cause I sent you a few. There was one from like 83, one from 87. And in each one of those, they kind of play the theme song, you know, the Pizza Hut, pizza to go, you know, kind of a thing.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. Pizza Hut, pizza to go. Pizza Hut, pizza to go.
Pizza Hut pan pizza is a special way to warm the busy holiday season. So call ahead and we'll have it fresh, hot, and ready to go.
Pizza Hut pizza to go.
So that I actually remembered the song. So even though I didn't remember the commercials, I remembered that little song from it. And so that like brought back a lot of memories, like just sitting there watching TV, because we would watch like whatever our parents were watching at nighttime. So like it would be, you know, Moonlighting or, you know, Saint Elsewhere or something like that. And during the commercials, they, you know, they'd show these randomly. And so like I actually really remembered the song. But I thought it was kind of funny how in the Martin Mull and Rita Moreno ones, they don't really do the song. It's literally just them kind of eating a slice of pizza. And then they just say like random things. It seemed like it was all improv to me, you know, like it seemed like it was all improv. They were just kind of making up whatever they could. And apparently they were trying to sell their thin and crispy, super supreme pizza. That was like, that was like what they were going for. And so it's like Martin Mull would take a bite of pizza and he's just like, this Olive, that's my favorite part. So I'm going to move him up to the end of the, you know, right by the crust or something right. like that. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because it's like a Christmassy, it's not really Christmassy, but it's like a Christmas holiday Pizza Hut commercial. And the other ones like seemed just so much more Christmassy to me, you know, like they would do the Pizza Hut pizza to go. And then there was like Deck the Halls, and then they'd modulate Pizza Hut pizza to go. And then it was like Jingle Bells, and then Pizza Hut pizza to go. I mean, it's just, it was like a whole production, you know, and the whole time they're like, yeah, you know, you're tired from all that shopping that you've done. So just order a pizza.
I know that the Rita Moreno one was the first one that I kind of noticed the music. Yeah. And it, to me, it sounded very like almost a riff on The Godfather. I was like, and she talks about if I'm feeling romantic, I might order pizza. And I'm like, where's this pizza commercial going?
I know.
If I'm feeling mellow, I just want cheese and tomato. If I'm feeling attractive, I say put on some pepperoni. I'm feeling wild and crazy, I just tell the guy behind the counter, throw it all on. My.
I don't order pizza based on how I feel, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right.
It's like, I'm just hungry, I don't want to cook, let's order pizza.
That's right.
I wanted to be like, Rita, when you order Hawaiian, what are you feeling? You know what I mean? When your feelings over certain toppings.
So easy. It's like it's like a whole, like, you know, in Green Lantern, and there's like a whole emotional spectrum, and each one represents the colors, the different color, you know, red is like the Red Lanterns, it's anger, and you know,
through a few paces, right? She was kind of like, oh, when I feel this way, this way, I feel this way, that. I was like, what? Like,
well, that's, yeah, exactly. That's like the vibe that I was getting. It's like, okay, so she wants pepperoni. So what? And in my mind, I was like, I was kind of equating it with that. So I was like, what color would that be in the emotional spectrum of it? Yeah. You know, comic book geek that I am. So it's just one of those. I thought it was funny how she kind of tackled it. And Martin Mull the whole time was just taking bites and like, yeah.
Pizza, shouldn't it be on your table this Christmas instead of that ugly ham? Look at this, green, red. That's Christmas. You hear sleigh bells? I do. I dropped a sleigh bell.
That's good pizza. You know? It's like, so like night and day with their approaches on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does the one, right, where he says, these are the rule, the etiquette of pizza, right? And he's like tucking the cheese in his mouth. And then he's like, can you bite it from the back? And he's like, no, you can't do that. And then the next, with the black from the behind, I was like, what are you? Okay, so you're breaking your own rules here, Martin Mull. What are you doing?
Yeah, I caught that too. It's like, you broke the continuity. Come on.
Hello, I'm here to tell you a little bit about pizza etiquette. Can you do this? Yes, it's acceptable. It's good cold in the morning for breakfast. I've done that. I think how many have done that? Can you take it and go from the other end, crust first? No, I'm sorry. You have to start at the point.
Which is, again, why I think it's like so improv, you know? Like, I think they're just like, all right, we're going to put the camera on you. We got like an hour to shoot this. Go, what do you got? You know, and I think he just kind of came up with whatever it was. And like, okay, that's a take right there. Let's do that one.
You know? Yeah. He calls Christmas ham like, well, you don't want that disgusting ham. You want?
Yeah, he says that.
Whoa, take it easy on ham, Martin Mull.
Which I might be saying later on, spoilers. Might be using that later. But yeah, it's like the craziest thing. And I mean, it's like, I love a good ham. Why be down on ham, man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put the ham on the pizza, brother.
There you go. See, now you got a party.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now I have to ask you guys, so does pineapple belong on pizza? Ooh. Pineapple and ham.
The The age old debate.
I'm not afraid here as a, as representing, you know, my pod, Just Another Friday Night. I'm going to go ahead and say, yes, pineapple can go on pizza for sure.
I dig it. So it's not my favorite, but I'll definitely eat a ham and pineapple pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was my favorite for the longest time.
Nice.
Good man. Three yeses here.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I dig it.
All right. Well, we've answered some big questions tonight.
My favorite was always Meat Lovers.
Oh yeah,
that's
like the height of me again of luxury. If you get a Meat Lover,
right. Because you got to dish out more for that one. So if you can afford a Meat Lovers, you deserve it. You know.
When they were doing any toppings for $10, I was eating so much Meat Lovers. I'm sure I clogged some arteries.
I know my arteries are probably terrible.
Yep. Just thinking about it right now, I can feel it.
Well, see, and I remember in high school, so as fundraisers, like we would order pizzas, you know, for like various clubs, and they would like sell pizza like $1 a slice. And then I think when I got older, like a senior year, it was like they raised it to like $1.50 a slice, something like that. But like that's how we would raise money. I don't know if y'all ever did that, but
I never did a fundraiser like that, but I definitely ate at several fundraisers. Like,
I got to, yeah.
Deal. I was like, what are you kidding me? Instead of school lunch, you got a Pizza Hut slice for $1? Yeah,
exactly.
Like, totally, as you said, Jerry, therefore it's, brother.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are like the best. Like I loved it. And it was usually on a Friday. That was like when it was done. It was like on a Friday. I liked it because when it was like the cheerleaders, they would usually be in their cheerleader outfits. And so, you know, that was always nice. And as a little band geek, you know, I kind of enjoyed that.
Pizza but, and cheerleaders, man, you can't go wrong.
What's that?
What'd pizza and cheerleaders. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's literally like a dream come true right there. Which reminds me, a good friend of mine. So like after the football games, a lot of us that were in band and some of the football players that were our friends, like we'd go eat at Whataburger afterwards because it was like one of the only things still open after football games. But apparently a lot of the cheerleaders would go eat at Pizza Hut. And like, had I known, I would have been like up in that, you know, like I would have been there. So
you would have been conflicted. Do I go play the computer game while the cheerleaders that's are here? Right. And then that's they right. know I was a nerd.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. What do I say? What do I say to those cheerleaders?
Hit up the crane machine, then you win the stuffed animal, then you're
oh,
like,
oh, see, that's yeah, yeah, yeah. Smoothie. We got a smoothie here.
Only now, Jerry. Back then, believe me, no. I was just nose in a comic book, so I didn't know.
Same, yeah. I hear you, bro. I'm right there with you. So.
I'm trying to get the next book at personal pan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. My wife likes to say that I've improved with age.
There you go.
Like I think I definitely have. Yeah. So like I was talking about one of my best friends. She was a cheerleader back then and I didn't really know her then. And now it's like we're good friends. But it's like I never said anything really. Never really spoke to her. I just kind of knew who she was, you know, it was just one of those things. And it's like I think now I'm much more and I blame like playing music. But I'm just definitely much more outgoing and outspoken than I ever was back then. And so I think it was probably better that I just kind of stuck with my Whataburger.
It all led to this, Jerry. It all led to, you know, Totally Rad Christmas, man. Without that, if you'd have been the ladies' man back then, we'd never have this.
Nope, you're right. It was meant to be. And then I wouldn't have you fine gentlemen on my show.
Oh, man. Here, as always. I got to say something, though. I'm thinking about pineapple on pizza still. And the only reason...
Okay, go for it.
I had it the other day, right, guys? And I realized, I was like, you know, it's just pineapple chunks from the can at most places.
Usually,
I don't like... I want sliced pineapple.
Fresh pineapple, yeah.
Wouldn't that be so... That would get pineapple out of this rut it's been in, being debated on. If people were eating fresh sliced pineapple on their pies, it would be like, no doubt, it's a winner. Because the chunk is just too much and you could taste it from a can. It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely has that that kind of flavor to it, at least at most places. Now, have you ever had the Canadian bacon or ham, whatever you call it, pineapple and jalapenos on a pizza?
Oh,
that adds an extra little oomph there that is nice. And it actually kind of really ties it all in together. So it's not so
Chris Jerry D.
Hey, I'd put ghost peppers on if I could, but at my age, I just can't take it anymore.
I'm willing to try that, though. I'm willing to try next time I get that. I get the three toppings for 10. I'll add jalapeno on there. I'm curious.
It's good. It really is. I was surprised by it. And the only reason I know, because I never would have ordered it myself. When I was at that insurance company I was telling you about, my boss, so every Monday we would have to go to the office. That was the only day we had to be in the office, and we would make phone calls and like set up our appointments for the week. And if we were running late, he would like order pizza for us. And so his girlfriend, who was like my manager at the time, she loved pineapple and ham. So like they had to order it. But she also likes spicy things. So he was like, hey, what if we put, jalapenos on it or something? So she was like, yeah, let's try it. And so I tried one, and darn if it was like just really good. So, while I don't order it, if it's presented to me, yeah, I'll be down for that anytime.
Yeah. You got kids in the house, right, Jerry? So it's got a lot of pepperoni, I imagine. It's
pretty much just pepperoni and cheese. The 2-year-old really just loves sausage. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
it's different. I'll take it. It's something different.
Yeah. You too, man. The hardcore pepperoni guy. So it's we got to get at least one with that half, you know what I mean? Because he can do about 3 slices. Now he's 8.
Yeah,
but I mean, just he's curious about sausage, I think. But other than that, it's nothing else. So my girlfriend loves Supremes. So there's always a debate on that. It's like,
yeah, and I like Supreme too. I really do. But like I said, my all time favorite is just that Meat Lovers, man. It's just so good. Yeah. It's so good.
Meat Lovers pan pizza is I mean, that's death in a box.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. I'm hungry. Oh man,
I know.
Okay, before we move on, so I have to mention a couple of things. Do you remember the Pizzone? It was like the Pizza Hut's version of a calzone.
Yes, I do remember that. Vaguely.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I got to say, but I remember that there was usually at the buffet like some sort of pasta, like spaghetti or something like that. At least at the ones that I remember.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was there was times where like I just craved their breadsticks because they were like really garlic and buttery.
Yeah.
It's just so good. I love their breadsticks.
I would say that if you took the breadsticks from all the places that have them now that are like, pizza places that are, Domino's.
Chains. Yeah.
Chains. And you put it against the Pizza Hut breadstick, I would think even today it would probably still beat them out. People would taste-wise would say it was the best because they really were really, really great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got them right. When they got them crunchy and they got them crunchy on the outside, doughy on the inside, when you do it right, those are really excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and there used to be, so when, we talked about like some of those combos like KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, stuff like that. There used to be that here there was a place like when I first moved up here, it was a Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo. And so I'd hit it up just because it was usually faster than like ordering from Pizza Hut, just the regular Pizza Hut. Especially if like I was going to work or something, it was on my lunch break. So I'd go there and I'd order like this, it was usually like a personal pan and then like a couple of breadsticks on as well. And I was so bummed when like they shut it down and they like turned it into just a Taco Bell. And I was like, no, like that was my thing. I'd stop and get little personal pan and breadsticks, And I mean, the crummy thing was that, depending on what else I ate that day, I mean, I could feel like really heavy afterwards, and then you're like, oh, I got to go sell insurance. I don't want to do that. But
with you marinara with it, Jerry, or no?
Yes. So, yeah.
Okay. You got to have that marinara.
You got to. Yeah. Yep. You got to dip it, man. Yeah.
If ground it.
Breadsticks, I run out of marinara, the breadstick eating is over. I'm like.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah.
Yeah. I love an edible spoon, which is what the breadstick is.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, man. But we talked about some of these commercials. We talked about how ridiculous they are. So there was one that I saw, and I didn't send it to you guys because I just found it about maybe 15 minutes before we recorded, but it was from the UK, and it was like about an after Christmas. So it was like you had your leftovers, or you had your meal. Then, you know, the day after you had leftovers, the day after that you had leftovers, the day after that. And there, it's like a guy just sitting at the table and like his wife just bringing in like random different casseroles and sandwiches and whatever. And he's like, how about a pizza? And it's like a Pizza Hut pizza. And so it's just it kind of made me laugh because, you know, we talked about leftovers and all that stuff. And I love a good leftover, but it does come to a point, at least for me, where it's like, all right, I can't eat any more ham or turkey. You know, I need something different. You know, it's usually like about day four. It's like, all right, I'm done. Like, give me something different. And so that like really resonated with me because like, that's when I'm usually like, let's get a pizza.
Yeah.
On the first day after Christmas, my true love gave to me leftover turkey. On the second day after Christmas, my true love gave to me turkey casserole that she made from leftover turkey.
If Christmas is lingering longer than you expected, we have a suggestion. A pan pizza from Pizza Hut with pepperoni, mushrooms, almost any topping at all, except one.
Flaming turkey wings.
So, yeah, I felt that one. That one, like they were spying on me for that one.
You know, it's like the first thing that comes to your mind when it's like, because, you know, you want something different, but you don't want to cook because it's like somebody was in the kitchen for all them days. You're just like, nah, let's just order out. What can we order out?
Pizza. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, pizza is one of those things that is foods that are good cold or hot.
Yeah.
So if it takes a long time to get you to your house and it's cooled off, it's fine. You know, if it's like Chinese food, I like that hot and fresh.
So. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I don't want cold Chinese food showing up. So
definitely not.
Sounds pretty gross, actually.
So, I think that's why I like getting the pizza. It doesn't matter what temperature it is. It's going to be good. So
yeah. I completely agree.
Agreed.
Yep.
Agree 100.
But so that does make me wonder, guys, like, you know, if you could pick like your happiest moment with like pizza or Pizza Hut, you know, what would it be?
Oof. Art, I'll let you go first.
Okay. Well, for me, I kind of alluded to it. It's those Friday nights or whatever night it was, you know, we'd go out as a family, playing the games, waiting for the pizza to come, you know, it's exciting. It was a family time. It was a small thing, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I remember one particular time, and I don't know why this memory is so stuck in my head, but it probably on the jukebox that a song came on. It was Walk Like an Egyptian.
Nice.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. And, I just recorded an episode on the Bengals yesterday.
Oh, okay, cool. That was my dad's favorite song, and it's my brother's favorite song. He had it actually played at his wedding.
Nice.
My brother did. So at the dance afterwards, not during the ceremony.
Right. I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's probably a song that maybe hasn't aged well. I don't know, but
still holds up to me.
Okay, good. I just remember that song playing and my dad getting excited because, you know, I love this song. And he's like dancing at the, you know, doing the Egyptian thing at the dinner table and right in the middle of Pizza Hut. And my mom's like, oh, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
Nice.
But it was so much fun. But yeah, that's when I think of Pizza Hut as a kid, that especially is the one thing that I still remember very clearly is that moment. And I couldn't tell you why, but it's stuck in my head. So it's a very happy memory.
I dig it. Yeah. What about you, Chuck?
You know, we kind of talked about it too, and that's a great one. I should have took a cue from Art and you know, because definitely a family memory would be great. But I mean, I do think about Book It, and I gotta say, you know, as kind of a, you know, a geek and, you know, a nerd into nerd culture, you know what I mean, the promotional tie-ins were really awesome. Yeah. You know what I mean, like, I looked at that, it was like, to me, it was better than the McDonald's ones. Yeah. And so like I said, you know, and I kind of told you a little bit about it earlier, Jerry, before we got online, but the when they did this one tie-in with Turtles, and I don't know if they did more than one with, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but this one in particular, there was like a cassette tape you would get, and I might be hitting early 90s, but I think it might have been 80s.
That's okay.
But yeah, it was a...
We give leeway.
Yeah, and it was... It was the four turtles were the quote unquote performers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, I don't know who actually performed the music, but I had that tape and I would play it. And I would just, I thought that I was a music, you know, guru now that I
yeah,
the turtles. I was better than the Beatles, better than the Stones, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure just like you have that X-Men sheet laying around, I would imagine I'd probably have that tape somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't throw stuff like that away, and I just thought that was so cool. But I really thought that was neat that like Pizza was giving me this cassette tape by the Ninja Turtles. Like, they recorded this music and it's for free.
Yeah, that's awesome. For me, and there's like a lot of little things that stand out, but I think the one that I like most, besides Book It and besides, you know, going to eat there, it would be the solar shades. Like, they were the coolest things. And I remember, like, you know, go in and eat it. You know, I was 9 years old when they came out, and I remember like just putting them on and thinking I was like the baddest dude ever, you know, the scrawny little nerdy 9 year old kid. But I thought it was so cool with those solar shades, man.
Yeah. Go to eBay and find them for $9,000 right now.
That's right.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I bet you could find them for like 25 cents or something. And we still have I think we still have a pair like at my parents' house. It was the ones my brother had, because he had the ones that were like yellow and orange, and they were like split level askew. I don't know. It was. But the ones that I had were really cool. They were just black, you know, like that. They kind of taper off at the edge where the actual, I've worn glasses all my life. I still don't know what they're called, but you know,
The arm, I guess the arm.
Sure. Why not?
Earpiece,
yeah. Earpiece. That works too. Whatever it is, you know, where that part is. And then that was the hot pink part. And, you know, it was like, yeah, walking around with my Trapper Keeper and my solar shades.
Oh, and fanny pack too, don't forget that. Yeah.
I never actually had a fanny pack.
Okay.
Yeah, my brothers did, but I never did. So I can't say I was into that one.
Okay. All right. Look, guys, I'll be honest, you know what I'll be googling right after this, right onto eBay.
solar shades.
That's right.
Ninja Turtle cassette tape.
Ninja Turtle cassettes. Yeah, you gotta get in on it, man. But yeah, so now we come to my favorite part of the show, which is a little segment I like to call Gag Me with the Spoon. So this is where we do our best impression of our least favorite part of the commercials in this case. And so, okay. Art, I'll let you go first and kind of lead us off and just kind of set it up for us a little bit.
All right. I found the Martin Mull commercials to be kind of unpleasant as a whole, just because he stood there just talking with his mouth full of food, you know. And
yeah, there's probably a reason they don't that they don't really have that kind of style of commercial anymore.
yeah. So I want to do the one where he's talking about the olive, because I hate olives. So it goes something like this. This is a piece of olive. So we put that by the end of the crust. So we go breakfast, that's right here, then lunch, dinner, and I think I'll go right for dessert. No. And I'm nauseated now.
And scene.
I don't get where he was going with that in that commercial. I was like, why is the one slice breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Like, I don't get
I know.
What are you doing?
I have no idea. That's why I really think they just like, just say something. It'll be funny. It'll be great.
Yeah. You're Martin Mull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that was good.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, Art. Great job, man.
Chuck, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go for it. Okay. From Miss it was Rita Moreno.
Yeah,
right?
Rita Moreno. Yeah.
So I forget what the first one she says, so I'm going to start from the middle. And she says, and then I tell the guy behind the counter, perhaps I'm feeling attractive. and I get pepperoni. And if I don't know what I'm in the mood for, I tell them, put everything on it. But that's it, scene for me on that one. But the fact that there's like this ominous Godfather-y music behind it, I was like, it's, you know, take a hit out on the pizza guy.
Yeah, it's definitely odd.
I'm totally unsettling.
I'm imagining this poor kid working behind the counter. You know, he's 16 years old, and they're like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Okay, ma'am. His voice cracking.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. So I actually also went with Martin Mull. And I love him as Colonel Mustard. I think he does a great job as Colonel Mustard in the Clue movie, which, you know, I got to do Clue on the show, but it was when he was talking about the ham and he was being down on the ham. And I was like, come on, man, ham is good. And so he says, that's why I picked him. But he says, pizza, shouldn't it be on your table this Christmas instead of that ugly ham? It's like, come on, lay off the ham, man.
Ugly, what an awful word for ham. Ham is beautiful.
It's great. It's delicious.
It's picturesque. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Oftentimes with pineapple on it and cherries as well.
Yep. Yep. Right. Just hey, carve it and put it on your pizza, bro.
Yeah.
Let's then you best of both worlds. Yeah, I don't understand, but I just thought that was very interesting.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Man, that was fun.
Those commercials for the longest time, he's holding this and he eats it with two hands, right? I don't know about you guys, but I never that big where I'm eating it with two hands.
Same. Nope. Actually, he's holding. Actually, there is one time. There's a place here called Pizza Yolo's, which they have a pizza that's literally about like 52 inches or maybe 48 inches in diameter. And so those slices are literally, I mean, they're ridiculously huge. Like they're bigger than my face, you know?
You remind me, Gary, that here in town, right up my street from me, really, we have Big Lou's Pizza, which has been on like...
Yeah, I've seen it.
Eating, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I forget that one too. It's got a really like long, it's a thin slice, but it's really long. Yeah. You would have to potentially eat it with two hands. But when the commercial started, I saw him holding it by the side for a long time. And in my mind, he was going to bite it by the side, which I was going to be like, whoa.
Talk about pizza etiquette.
I know.
Party foul, bro.
if he would have bit that pizza like a piece of chicken, I would have been like, I'm turning it off. This is wrong.
This is so wrong. Yes.
Yeah. Cause you can fold it up, you know, and eat it that way, but you can't take it just a bite from the side. That's wrong.
That's like biting a Kit Kat in the middle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You never do that.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, that totally makes me wonder. You know, G.I. Joe, they taught us that knowing is half the battle. What do you think the other half is?
The other half is two parts. Is first of all, avoiding people who like black olives on their pizza and and knowing that pineapple absolutely belongs on pizza.
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh.
So, all right. All right.
With that, you'll be set for life. So.
All right. I dig it. What about you, Chuck?
If knowing is half the battle, then the other half is definitely going to be you've won at life when you're on a date and you're at Pizza Hut at the Pac-Man table with your gal, not only getting some pellets eaten there and chomping away, but also chomping down on some meat lovers. That is luxury.
Great minds, man. Because I said, if knowing is half the battle, the other half is playing video games while you're sitting down at a table.
Yeah,
dude, that's like that's like a dream right there. You know, you and your date just playing Pac-Man together.
Yeah. I mean, gentlemen, we're all three adult men here. But I would have to reckon that none of us still do not own that height of luxury pizza.
Nope.
Video game. Able.
Not yet.
Nope. Never quite got there. I never made it.
If one of you does have that, I bow to you. I kneel to you. That is, I'm still waiting, holding out.
Yeah. Tell you what, if I win the lottery, we're all getting one.
All right.
Get one for all you guys. But I guess I got to play first. So.
Oh man, this was fun. This was a lot of fun. Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. Always. And Chuck, thanks for filling in.
Oh, totally, man. I'm disappointed I didn't get to hear your other guests, but I'm glad that it opened up a spot for me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So not to pull back the curtain too much, but Chuck was able to fill in last minute. My other guest had a family emergency that he had to attend to, and so we're praying for him and hoping everything's okay. But thanks for coming on. Definitely fun.
My pleasure, guys. My pleasure.
Oh man. So. What do you guys want to plug? Tell me about your shows. Whoever wants to go first.
Okay. All right. I host Cozy Christmas Podcast, and you can find me everywhere on podcasting platforms. I like to tell read Christmas stories, talk to people and about Christmas, just, covers my Christmas bug I get. And then if you don't mind, I just started a second podcast called Bookshelf Odyssey. And I basically describe it, at least to this audience, it's like the Cozy Christmas, just without the Christmas part. So
nice.
It's just a book podcast because I love books and stories. And it was finding all of these Christmas stories that were published, in old Christmas magazines and stuff, but they were like scary ghost stories and things. And didn't really fit the vibe of my show, to scare people. So I've been kind of filing those away and thinking, all right, today is the day I'm going to just start reading those on this other podcast. So, and you can find those episodes I've just started, and it's at bookshelfodyssey.com. You can type that in and get to the website. So,
and you can fill out a book report afterwards and get a free pizza.
Yeah. No.
No, you can't. I'm sorry. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah. I'll do it anyway. I'll listen to an episode art, then I'll just go buy my own.
There you go. There you go. You'll
that
feel
counts. That counts.
What about you, Chuck?
So we're Just Another Friday Night. That's the name of our podcast. You can find it. You can search us on YouTube, but we're also on all the podcast platforms, Spotify, and on social media. There's rarely one that we're not on. If there's hardly any that we should not be on, but we are at JAFN Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and then you can just find us on Facebook. And we have a Facebook group also, the Friday Night Faithful. We talk about comic books, comic book movies. But we go all over. We talk music. Mm-hmm. We've done a boxing episode. So we talk a little bit of sports too. We did like our favorite greatest basketball players of all time episode. But we just did, we had a little COVID interrupt me and my regular partner, Adam, and we, my sister filled in the last two episodes, and we did Titans last week. Mm-hmm. And I know your episode probably dropped after mine, Jerry, so I can tell you guys we're going to do our own DC versus Marvel this week. Ooh. Coming up.
That's awesome.
I'm going to tune in. Yeah, we always,
reminds me of Amalgam.
Yeah, we always dislike those matchups, so we want to put together some better matchups.
Okay, so. All right. That sounds fun. Definitely down for that. It reminds me of like when they did the Amalgam comics.
Yeah, I remember
those. That was fun. it was part of that crazy 90s, but the 90s were a strange time for comics. I loved them because that was like really when I started really getting into comics. But overall, in like the through line of comic books, there was some weird stuff going on.
When really great stories now, like when you compare it to like, your Dark Knight Returns or your Watchmen, and you're thinking about that. Amalgam series, you're like, wow, these really didn't hold up.
That's exactly right.
But they're such a perfect of the
time. They're like a time capsule, basically. Yeah,
big time.
Oh man, so looking forward to that. Both fantastic podcasts, Art. Looking forward to getting into yours as well. And
yeah, me too. And check it out.
Yeah, Chuck, I know you'll be back joining us on the wrestling episode, and probably I'm going to have you on the Batman episode as well, if I can. That's going to be just as many people that love comic books and Batman as I can get on that. It's just going to be like a free for all. It'll be fun. And Art, I hope to have you back on as well soon.
All right.
So we'll definitely plan something there. So thanks again, gentlemen. And I'll end it by saying, Pizza Hut, pizza to go. And check us out on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you're feeling like Martin Mull and Rita Moreno advertising for thin and crispy Super Supreme Pizza, leave us a review on iTunes. Not only does it help us reach more people, but you also get a free sticker. And don't forget to vote. Later, dudes.
Avoid the ups and downs of holiday shopping with Pizza Hut holiday gift certificates worth $5 on any hot, delicious Pizza Hut pizza. Start your holiday shopping now at Pizza Hut.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles rock and roll! And only Pizza Hut has their great new cassette with 10 bodacious Ninja Turtle tunes. Get a cassette for your kids for just $3.99. Hey, act fast and get a most excellent autographed poster. An official tour book absolutely free. But hurry, because this is one rock and roll deal that's too awesome to miss. Pizza
Hut. What is up, Friday Nighters? This is CM Chuck of the Just Another Friday Night podcast. Me and my partner, AA Adamantium Adam, want to invite you to join us every Friday night as we go live on Facebook and talk all things pop culture, from comic books, movies, TV, music, a little bit of wrestling, even some sports, guys. Crack open a couple of cold ones, sit back, and join in on the conversation. And if you can't make it, you can always find us anywhere podcasts are available, including iTunes and Google Podcasts, just to name a few. Guys, we really want you to head over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button so you get all the notifications on all our new episodes. And there's two things we like to remind you of every Friday night, guys. That is to seize the day and do whatever it takes.